Republicans swept all statewide offices this election, but Montana Democrats have a silver lining in the state legislative races. They knocked out the GOP's supermajority and picked up nearly a dozen seats. MTPR Shaley Rager reports that was expected.
On a call with reporters Wednesday, Senate Minority Leader Pat Flowers acknowledged his party suffered big losses in the election.
As you might expect, we have mixed emotions about the election results.
Flowers said the party is focused on looking forward. It appears Democrats will have 9 new seats in the state House of Representatives and 2 new seats in the state Senate. That's based on unofficial election results. Analysts projected that Democrats would likely pick up 10 seats this election based on newly drawn legislative districts with 2020 census data. It's the first time Montanans will be represented by updated districts since 2010. Flowers said he thinks the districts more accurately reflect Montana's political landscape,
which we believe is good for our state. It's going to create a little more balance in the state legislature and overturn what was the supermajority in the last sessions.
Republicans held veto-proof 2/3 majorities in both chambers of the state house in 2023, along with the governor's office. They cut taxes and regulations and offered rebates. The GOP also debated social issues like LGBTQ rights. Outgoing House Majority Leader and newly elected State Senator Sue Vinton said fiscal policy is likely to again take center stage in 2025.
Tax reform is always at the very top of the list.
Despite the legislative losses, Republicans will hold strong majorities in the House and Senate.
I'll be honest, I don't think that the number breakdown is really that important.
The 2025 legislative session convenes in January. In Helena, I'm Shaley Rager.